Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our identity, the answer to the question, who am I, is not found in the possessions we accrue, is not found in the reputation we have amongst others, is not found in my accomplishments, what I do to make myself. Who I am is found only in my relationships. Sure, we're made up of our five best friends, there's truth in that, of course. But it's something much deeper than that. Who I am is made of my relationships because I am made in the image of God. Way back, Genesis 1, beginning of the Bible, God made all things, and he said, let us make man in our image. Back from the beginning of the Bible, we find hints from God that God is Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit, and yet one God. Let us make man in our image. And because of that, man doesn't make sense by himself. Man only makes sense in relationship with others. And we can only find who we are in the midst of other people. God is communion, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And because of that, if we're in God's image, we are only made sense in relationship with others. The identity at our core of who man is son, brother, husband, and father. And woman is daughter, sister, wife, and mother at our deepest core. Sure, friend, peer, other things, of course, too. But that's our deepest identities. And we find who we are in relationship with others. Today in our gospel, Jesus says that the Trinity wants to share this identity with us, share everything with us. As God the Father tells the prodigal son and his older brother, everything I have is yours. And Jesus says in the Gospels, everything that the Father has is mine. The Spirit will take from what is mine and declare it to you. That God wants to share everything with us, even the depths of his identity. He wants to share with us his identity as son and his identity as father. Because that the core of who we are in our depths is a beloved son, beloved daughter. And the core of who we are in the heights is a father, a mother. First, who we are in our depths is beloved son. If we don't get that first, that who I am is a beloved son of God the Father, we don't understand ourselves and never will. But who we are is loved by God for who I am, not because of what I have, my reputation, my accomplishments, but simply, I exist. In our first reading, we have a beautiful passage from the Proverbs. It's an image of God the Son playing as God the Father creates everything. The Son cooperates with him, and he's playing on the waters and the lands of the earth, and he delights in the human race. And we just see an utter joy that for God to create, it's not drudgery, but simply him rejoicing in his creation, and God the Son rejoicing and being the Son of the Father. Our psalm is humanity rejoicing in awe that God has crowned creation, the stars, the seas, everything is so good, and yet somehow he's made man greater than all of that, has made him little less than a god, it dares to say. But that's not all. Our depths of who we are is a beloved son. We're actually called to something even higher, something so bold to say that God the Father wants to share with us his fatherhood. An incredible story I've read. John Paul II wrote plays in his free time. John Paul II was not only a saint, not only a genius who spoke multiple languages, not only the Pope, but he also wrote poetry and plays in his free time. One of them's called The Radiation of Fatherhood. In it, Adam writes, is the main character, and says, "How could I dare to be called father? Only God is father. I couldn't possibly do that." And he has a daughter and says, I can't call you mine, because only God the Father could possibly call you mine. And he's wrestling with that reality for the play until one day in the climactic scene, he's walking in the woods with his daughter, and suddenly in the thickets, a viper appears. And it says, "When I saw the viper and saw my daughter, I finally understood the word mine." Fathers, on this Father's Day weekend, you embrace your calling, your vocation as fathers. It is an immensely generous calling and an immensely humble calling. Because the fatherhood is not only yours, but it's only a radiation of God the Father's. Your fatherhood is there because God the Father lives it through you. That you can call your child mine, not because I did that, I created that, or it's my doing, but because the child is your responsibility, is yours to protect. That at the end of your lives, and your child's winning Nobel Peace Prizes, all that, we will not be able to say, "I did that, I made that." We'll actually have the joy of saying, "God did that through me." And that is actually our greater joy, to live that kind of humble generosity. It costs us everything, and at the end of our lives, we get to say, "God did that, and I got to help." And somehow that's more of a joy than if I did that myself, if I created my children. Because the love of God has been poured into our hearts, and somehow, in a way we experience but don't know how to explain, it's an utter joy to give everything to our children. Because God has poured his love into our hearts, and we don't know what to do besides give them everything. As humble as a task that is, it's an utter joy. Fathers, this Father's Day weekend, claim your sonship that the Lord wants to give us in the Son. Fathers, this Father's Day weekend, claim your fatherhood that God the Father wants to radiate through you. It's all yours. God is giving it all to you. You don't have to do it by yourself. You simply have to claim the graces the Blessed Trinity is pouring out to you.